Hey, Dads, I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and this is episode 27 of the Bedatitudes podcast. If you are just tuning in for this one first, you're welcome. I would just suggest that you start at the beginning of the series because we go through the eight Bedatitudes, eight ways to be an awesome dad, to be a father after the Heavenly Father's own heart, where we talk about how each of the Beatitudes that Jesus gave us on the Sermon on the Mount relates to Christian fatherhood, also relates to our role as husbands, as well as our role as sons of the Father. So that would give you more context for what we're talking about here. But it'll all make sense to you if you want to just jump in here too. So welcome aboard. We're going to start this series now, having gone through the eight Beatitudes, and how they relate to us as first a son of the Father, as a husband, and then as a father to our kids. We're going to talk about what I call the Baby Steps series. We're going to be going through the Liturgy of Domestic Church Life and talking about our role as dads in living out this Liturgy of Domestic Church Life, and the specific, you know, the 12 practices that are part of it and how they relate back to the Beatitudes. Today, I just wanted to focus on the first practice in the rite of Christian relationship. So if you're not sure what I'm talking about, if you go to the Do These Steps First icon, it's the very first icon on the home app. You can download the posters. You can download an ebook that just walks you through the basics of this Liturgy of Domestic Church Life framework. Basically what it is, it's a newly articulated but ancient approach to family spirituality that is validated by research. And what we did was we looked at families that successfully raised all of their children to a faithful adulthood. And we're talking not just families with one or two kids, but families with, you know, 8 to 12 kids who successfully raised all of their children to a faithful adulthood. What separated these families? What made them different? And it turns out that they engage in practices that social science research shows are engaged by healthy, happy families across all time and across all cultures and all generations. The way these practices look from family to family or time to time or household to household can differ significantly. But categorically, the practices are basically the same. And these practices are the same because God built them into his design of the family. At the beginning of time, you know, the human family wasn't invented by human beings. It's not a social contract. It's a revelation. God created the family, and he built into his design of the family certain practices that when we do them, help us be happy and healthy, and united with his grace, help us be holy families too. So these practices are divided up into three rites, just like any liturgy is divided up into rites. There's the rite of Christian relationship, which we'll start focusing on today, the rite of family rituals, and the rite of reaching out. The rite of Christian relationship focuses on four practices that help us live out the sacrificial love of Christ in our home and therefore live out our priestly mission of baptism. Right? What does a priest do? A priest offers sacrifice to make common things holy. And when we exercise our common priesthood of baptism by doing these four practices under this rite, we make our daily common, our family lives holy. We consecrate everything we do to Christ, especially our relationships, and allow our families to encounter Christ more meaningfully at home, make the faith the source of the warmth in our homes, and then draw closer to each other and to God. So this very first, and again, if you go to the Do These Steps First icon, you can take a look at posters that kind of describe this whole framework. You can do the Catholic Home Blueprint quiz that looks at how your family kind of measures up with these different strengths. So, you know, how many of these practices are you guys already doing? How many of these practices might you need some help with? It gives you a personalized profile and some recommendations. There's an ebook there. So check it out. If you'd like to learn more about the Liturgy of Domestic Church Life, it's all there for you. So this first practice in the Liturgy of Domestic Church Life under the rite of Christian relationship is prioritizing family time. Now, that is an important part of family spirituality, right? We tend to think of family spirituality as the time we spend in prayer, and it certainly is that. But it's broader than that. You know, if you go to a monastery, the monks don't just think of their spirituality as the time they spend doing the Liturgy of the Hours, for example. They think about their spirituality in terms of the rule of life they have, the work that they do, the way they mop the floors, the way they have recreation time. All the stuff of life is grist for the spiritual mill. And the same thing is true in our domestic churches. Everything we do at home is an opportunity for spiritual growth, is a chance for a little way of holiness. And so when we exercise our priestly mission of baptism, we consecrate all the stuff we do all day long, whether it's paying bills, or disciplining our kids, washing the dishes, cleaning up the house. All the stuff of family life is part of our path to holiness, if we can approach that intentionally and do it more meaningfully, you know. So this first practice of prioritizing family time is really the most basic practice in family spirituality. Because if we don't have time with our wife and our kids, we can't disciple anybody. We can't mentor anyone. We can't influence anyone. Relationships run on time, like cars run on gas, right? And we buy the car we buy and it gets the mileage it gets. We can't complain about it. We can't say, oh, car, you should use less gas. I mean, we might want it to, but it uses what it uses. It needs what it needs. And family relationships need the time they need to work, right? So we can't just say, well, how come you want more time from me? Or what's wrong with you that you need this from me? You know, we have a tendency to want to do that. I mean, I talk to a lot of men in my pastoral counseling practice who kind of have that attitude. You know, we want to work the way we work. We want to, do the things we want to do. And we just hope that our wife and our kids will understand and come along. And then we get mad when they rebel in some way, or they're defiant in some way, or they're, you know, irritable and grumpy with us in some way. 9 times out of 10, it's because we're not recognizing that objectively, we've chosen a car, metaphorically speaking, that needs a certain amount of gas, and we're not giving it that gas. And then we're mad when it's running on fumes. So prioritizing family time is what enables us to be a godly husband and father and lead our wife and our kids to Christ. And if we don't have if we're not putting in the time, if we're not there, and if we're not facilitating opportunities for everyone else to be there too, then we can't do anything else that will stick. You know, all the research that we've done shows that all the other stuff, right? Even family prayer time, weekly mass attendance, sending our kids to Catholic school, youth ministry, parish involvement, all that stuff, that's important. But it's secondary and it's supportive to the quality of the family life that we've created as Catholic husbands and fathers. And that means starting with creating opportunities for family time. Now, I recognize that we're all busy, and I recognize that our kids are involved in a ton of stuff. And my saying prioritize family time might be making you scratch your head and think, how am I supposed to do that? Right? You don't have to do it all at once. You know, I do not want you to get off of this podcast and text your kids and say, okay, everybody, you're quitting all your sports and all your activities. We're going to sit at home and stare at each other all day. That is not what I am suggesting. What I am saying, though, is that we need to be intentional about creating some family time. And there are lots of ways to do this, but since this series is sort of baby steps, the one thing I want you to do is start having a conversation every day. Hey, when can we get a little time together? And what would you like to do? That's the question I want you to ask. When can we get a little time together? And what would you like to do? Maybe that's cooking dinner together. Maybe that's, you know, taking a walk around the neighborhood a little after dinner. Maybe that's, you know, whatever, listening to music, playing a game, doing something that allows you to connect with each other. This is not specifically spiritual, although you can certainly use part of that time as a family prayer time. In fact, I'd encourage it. But I want you to just be asking that question. How can we get a little bit of time together, and what would you like to do with it? Because even if you don't have time that day, even if it doesn't work, that's going to help keep you honest, right? It's going to either, you know, help you make time, say, oh gosh, we didn't get time yesterday, let's make sure we make it a priority today. Or you're going to go for a week or two asking that question every day and never making time for your family, which is going to be a wake-up call to say, oh my gosh, you know, we don't do this and we really need to. You know, Jesus told Martha that she needed to choose the better part by stop focusing so much on activities and busyness and doing and start focusing on being present to the Lord and to her sister. And in a similar way, we are so caught up in doing. You know, activity is the new social capital. It used to be people would indicate how important they were by how much money they made. Now it's we indicate how important we are by how busy we are. Oh, I can't do this. I have that. Oh, it's on my schedule, so packed. I can't possibly fit it in. Did you see what I did? And do you see my kids are involved in 20,000 activities? So they're important too. And we're missing the opportunity that God is giving us to create relationship, to choose the better part. Prioritizing family time is an important part of living out the Beatitude, blessed are the dads who are peacemakers. Because St. Augustine told us that peace is the tranquility that results from right order. And if we are running around like chickens with our proverbial heads cut off, doing 3 million things on Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening, and trying to fit family time in the time that exists as we drive our kids to the next activity, we're missing the point. That is not a peaceful, orderly home. Of course, your children should be involved in activities. You should be able to be involved in activities. But here's what we need to do. We need to really look at that as, like even a generation or two ago did. Like, you can do the stuff that still allows us to have family dinners together. You can be involved in the activities that still allows us to have a family day. You can be involved in the activities that allow us to, to get family prayer time in, that allow us to actually, connect as a family. You schedule all the other activities around family time. Because family time is an activity. It's not just something that happens because you live under the same roof and share a data plan. It's not something that just happens because we're driving our kids from place to place. Family time has to be scheduled, and it has to be prepared, and everything else should be scheduled around it. That's our long-term goal, right? That's what you want to keep in the back of your mind. I don't want you to do it today. I do not, as I said, want you to text your wife and kids and say, we're dropping everything. We're just going to sit at home and stare at each other. That is not my point. What I am saying, though, is long-term, I want you to get in the habit of starting to think, what are tiny steps we could take every day, every week, every month to make sure that at the end of the year, we're spending a little more family time than we did, that we're prioritizing family time a little bit more than we used to. And it starts with that first question, every day asking, hey, what's one thing we can do to get a little time together, and what would you like to do with it? If you could talk about it after your family morning prayer, great. If you can talk about it face to face in some other way, great. If you have to text it or message it to everybody, great. Well, however you do it, put the question out there. I'm just going to give you a second little kind of tip on this. Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. You would like everybody to be together. Start with the people who can. Okay. If you can't get everybody together on a given day, that's all right. Let's start with who can show up. And what's going to happen then, as you focus on trying to make that good time with the people who can be there, word's going to get out to your other kids that, hey, this was really nice. You want to be there for this. And it's going to make everybody more motivated to show up for these family times that you're creating. Don't make it into a, we have to have family time. How dare you not be here for this, right? We're having family time. We're going to do this together as a family. Anybody who can make it, please show up. And let's start from there. And then as time goes by, you exert some gentle pressure. Hey, we had such a great time. We really missed you. We'd love for you to be there for this. Let's see how we can make that happen. Right? So obviously that conversation is going to be different based on the age of your kids. But it's the same general idea. It's an invitation. It's gentle pressure, but it's not,
we are now sitting down for family time and you must be here.
Right? I mean, it's not that. So I just want you to focus on that first practice this next couple of weeks until the next episode of Beatitudes. Ask your family, your wife and your kids every day, how can we get a little bit of time together and what might you like to do? And that includes you too. If you have some suggestions for things you'd like to do, throw them in the pot. Just don't dictate it, right? Try to figure out how can you create a time that everybody gets a little bit of what they want. That's actually what it means to be the head of the household. And I talk about this more in the whole Beatitude series, which is why I want you to start at the beginning if you are jumping in the middle here. In being the head of the household, it doesn't mean dictating the agenda. It means facilitating the process by which we encounter Christ and build a godly household. If you're the chairman of the board of a corporation, you don't dictate the agenda for the board meeting. You're the person who facilitates the discussion and makes sure everybody who is at the board meeting gets heard and that decisions are made in a mutually agreeable way, right? And that's your job as a family, as the head of your household. You facilitate the process by which we pray about things, by which we listen to each other, by which we make decisions together for a plan that satisfies all of us. So when you're having this conversation about, you know, how are we going to get a little time together and what would we all like to do, don't think, okay, well, I have to choose one thing. You know, if you have one kid who says, I'd like to play basketball, another kid who says, I'd like to do a craft project, and you'd like to get some prayer time in, you know, is there a way to pull all that together in some way? You know, throw it out there. Say, hey, well, you know what? I we might have to choose, but, you know, you want to do this, you want to do this, I want to do that. Is there some way we could fit all that together? Let's be creative here and think about this. And you know, bring it to God, too. Say, okay, Lord, you know what? We don't really have the best time, and everybody has some different ideas. Help us to figure out how to create a time that works for all of us. And really just try to listen in the moment to the Holy Spirit saying, you know, offering suggestions, because he will. But really facilitate the conversation. Don't try to create a forced choice situation where somebody has to win and somebody loses, where you're shoving your agenda down everybody else's throats. This is a conversation where you're facilitating that process. So again, in this first practice in the Baby Steps series here, we're looking at the first practice in the Rite of Christian Relationship, prioritize family time. And the simplest way to get that started, just ask the question, how can we get a little time together today? And what would you like to do with it? Thanks for tuning in to the Beatitudes podcast. Check out my book, The Beatitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad. And make sure that you post any questions you've got in the Home Builders forum on the Catholic Home app. Hope we'll see you there. God bless and have a great day.